Although, I don't know, maybe Dawn Jackson Blattner eats out sometimes, too. Dawn is our favorite nutritionist and dietitian, TV game show winner, author, blogger, DJ Blattner on Instagram. Hi, Dawn Jackson Blattner.
Well, hello, and happy almost Valentine's Day to you.
Do you eat out at restaurants?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, that's, the fun of living in the city, trying all these fun restaurants. So, absolutely, I do.
But then what do you do? Because restaurant food is salty, for instance. It's healthy. It's not healthy generally, is it?
No, you're right. And even when you feel, this is, I guess I'm starting on a Debbie Downer note here. Even when you feel like you're ordering something healthy at a restaurant, like fish or salad or veggie soup or something like this, you're right. It's so much more salt than if you were going to make it at home yourself, and likely more fat. And there's more, courses at a restaurant, so you're likely going to overdo it because of that. So, yeah, I mean, what's important is we know that people who tend to be the healthiest dine out in a week about 2 times a week. And so that counts for your breakfast over the weekend. That counts for lunches out during the week. Dining out doesn't have to be zero, but really trying to limit it to the times that mean something to you, like Valentine's Day, as opposed to just dining out because you're feeling a little too tired to cook.
2 times a week. Okay, I'm older than you, but that's a lot, 2 times a week, for people who remember their parents not going out 50 years ago or whatever. You know what I mean? Mom and Dad didn't go out once a month. We didn't eat out as a family ever. And if we did, it was drive-through McDonald's. I mean, are you tracking with what I'm saying? We eat out a lot than we used to.
Oh, my God. And that is really part of the problem. And when we think about dining out, I mean, this is grabbing breakfast at your coffee shop. That counts as dining out. That counts. You want to order a salad at your local salad plate? That counts as dining out. So people a lot of times think about, it's got to be some lavish dinner that counts as dining out. No, all of these little grab-and-go things that you're doing all count against this, like, 2 a week. So, yes, it sounds like, a lot from, like you said, I didn't go out to eat when I was growing up. But with our sort of grab-and-go lifestyle for breakfast, for lunch, for dinners, for weekends, that kind of thing, it all counts.
Salads out, though, are pretty good. Right? I mean, they can't screw that up too much, can they?
Oh, man. I wish I could say that it's a safe choice, but it's not necessarily true. And really why that is because salad dressings, they pack more in than you would think. Like, you just can't even imagine. You're like, how could the salad dressing that I'm eating be 300, 400 calories? I don't understand. It doesn't even look like that much. But salad dressings add up. And you know what else adds up is all the fabulous toppings.
Yeah.
So, the crunchy things, salty things, all the, dried fruits in there, everything. All of a sudden, you're looking at a salad that is more calories, potentially has added sugar, more fat than something that you might think is, out of control, like a hamburger. Some of these salads out can look very similar in terms of nutrition to hamburgers. So, when you dine out, I think the biggest thing is make sure it counts. You're not just doing it because you're too tired to cook at home. And number two is just, pay attention to portions. Eat slow, really savor things, and split with your lover. A Lady in the Tramp style, one plate, share your pasta and enjoy.
And get the salad dressing on the side. Get the salad dressing on the side. My wife Brenda does that and never uses all of the salad dressing. This segment is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy meal company. So Valentine's Day is about the heart, and you have heart health tips for us. Is that right?
Yeah. So I pulled a couple of new research studies that I think are really interesting, especially since Valentine's Day is tomorrow. The first research study I pulled is pretty cool, okay? This is 9 foods that help lower the bad or LDL cholesterol. Now, what I like about a list like this is it really does help us target our shopping list, It's like, I got to make sure I have these 9 things on the list. What I don't love is there's more foods on this list. Beyond this list that can help with your heart health. So, you don't think only if I eat these 9 things is the only thing I have to do. But I mean, hey, it's a good start. It's a good start. So here are the 9 science-backed foods, okay? The first one are oats and barley. So whole grains in general are great, but these particular whole grains are loaded with soluble fiber that basically can help trap cholesterol in your system before it gets into your blood. So, you know, it's something as easy as like, you know, are you eating oatmeal? You know, like thinking about making sure that is on your list and you're eating it is great.
How do I get barley? How do I get barley in my diet besides beer?
Yeah, exactly. Barley is a tricky one because oftentimes the grocery stores will sell pearled barley. That's the most popular one. But that technically is not a whole grain. So what you're actually looking for in the store is called hulled barley. That's the whole grain version and what you want. It takes a long time to cook. And so you would basically make a big batch of it. You put a cup of the hulled barley in a pot with 3 cups of water, boil it for like 40 minutes. And then I would freeze it so that you don't ever have to do that again, that you basically have it on hand to warm up and do it. Or they also sell, similar to oat, they sell barley flakes. So you can sort of ebb and flow between some mornings do oat, some mornings do barley as that flake form, and it's sort of like a morning porridge.
Right. Oh, there you go. That's my answer to my next question. So then how do I consume this now thawed out but once frozen barley? I'm going to put it on my, eat it like cereal, put it on fruit?
No. Okay. So so the flake stuff is more like the breakfast cereal, but if you're doing hulled barley and you're boiling it and cooking it, it's an awesome swap anytime you would think about eating rice. So a lot of times, like, you know, you want like a rice bowl for dinner or lunch. Mm-hmm. Barley is awesome because it's got a great texture. I think the word would be toothsome. It's a little toothsome. And I love it in like lunch bowls and dinner bowls like that.
Okay. Oats and barley. What else is good for my heart?
Well, give me a break. You know, this is going to be number two on the list. Beans and lentils. These are particularly awesome because they have fiber and plant protein in there. So they bind to cholesterol and help swap out some of the saturated fats from animal food. So beans and lentils. Number three, nuts. Now, this research study looked at all the different kinds and said, hey, if you're going to pick three for particularly LDL, bad cholesterol, it's almonds, walnuts, and hazelnuts. So, hey, you know, with Valentine's Day coming, like dark chocolate covered almonds is, potential there. So nuts is number three. Number four is avocado. Avocado has heart healthy fats in there, which I think a lot of people may know. It's, you know, good for those fats, but also pretty loaded with fiber. So avocado on the list. Five is tomatoes. Tomatoes have lycopene in them, an antioxidant that helps cholesterol from building
so
up.
So far, this is a great list, Dawn. These are foods we tend to like and we can find. Keep going.
Yep. Number six is turmeric. Now, turmeric is interesting. It's that really bright yellow, either powder if you get it dried, or if you're in the store, it almost looks like ginger. It's like a root. Turmeric is great because it has something called curcumin in there, which is a natural anti-inflammatory. And I like it as stirred into like mustard or ketchup, like you could do it sort of like a turmeric boosted condiment. Or I also like there is this thing called golden milk where you take your favorite unsweetened milk and you put turmeric powder in there with a little black pepper and cinnamon. And it's like a cozy type of latte that you could make with turmeric. But you could also cook with it and, you know, stir fries and stuff. Number seven on this list is green tea. Catechins in green tea are very interesting. They may help reduce cholesterol absorption, so your less is going into your body, which is awesome. So, you know, something like, it doesn't have to be hot green tea. You could do chilled green tea with a little bit of sparkling water and a squeeze of lemon to have like a refreshing little spritz. Soy foods is an eight on this list. Soy foods are edamame, tofu, tempeh. These types of soy foods are really cool because they have plant protein, fiber, and also something called isoflavones there. Buy a bag of frozen edamame, toss it in your stir fries, snack on it. They even sell like edamame roasted that's crunchy like a nut. So experimenting with soy foods. And finally on this list, number nine is flax seeds and ground flax seeds in particular. And you can just, you know, sprinkle that on oatmeal in the morning, or if you're eating like almond butter on toast, you could sprinkle it on there. I mean, it's put it in smoothies, on your yogurt bowls, whatever. But that is the top nine foods to reduce LDL cholesterol. Although there's a million other foods you could also eat. You need to exercise and sleep and all the other things. But this, you know, this is a good start.
Well, you got to eat every day. So oats and barley, beans and lentils, nuts, avocados, tomatoes, turmeric, green tea, soy foods, and ground flax seeds should be on your regular shopping list. We're talking to Dawn Jackson Blattner, the nutritionist and dietitian on Instagram. Check her out, DJ Blattner online. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. Dawn, I know you've got an acronym for exercising. Can I ask you a couple questions before we get to it?
Sure, absolutely.
Or some text messages that have come in. Hey, John, I'm so excited. I just made, for the first time, and pulled Dawn's black bean brownies out of the oven. They smell amazing. I can't wait for them to cool so I can try one. We love your segment with her every week. Thanks for having her on. I follow her on Instagram now, and her website as well says Julie in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Those brownies would make you famous if you weren't already, Dawn.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, thanks to your marketing. I mean, once you tried them and signed off on them, they became a global phenomenon. I mean, they are a global phenomenon. Yeah. So thanks to your marketing.
I always ask for dressing on the side, and if it's creamy, I pour half of it out onto the plate and add my water to the mix. I mix it in, and then I pour it on my salad. Well, that's kind of a hack right there, thinning it out. You get volume, but it's not as many calories, Dawn.
Yes, I like that. Another thing a client once told me, she's like, you know the lemons that you could get on the side with your water? Ask for extra lemons with your water, and you can squeeze that on your salad, too.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, that's cute, because our tongue does taste acidic things and think they're a little bit salty. So anytime that you add like vinegar or citrus to a salad, it does add a good boost of flavor that mimics sodium on your tongue, which I think is great. The other thing is, I got to say, when I'm at home, my hack is I make a big bowl of salad with, you know, for my husband and I. And then instead of, tossing it with any, we put vinegar, red wine vinegar, and we put olive oil, salt and pepper, and then we toss it in the bowl like that. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. It like makes its own dressing without having to get like a separate container to make a dressing
right,
or anything
right.
like that.
Here's some bad news for you. 262. John, I've been following Dawn and stuck to a plan, and I lost 25 pounds so far. I need Dawn to help pay for my new clothes.
Wow. Congratulations. What a cool change. What I love about that is making these changes really does work on things inside of your body and out. Like, wait, that's congratulations. Great work.
For Dawn, do you get the same benefits with decaf green tea compared to regular green tea? Decaf or regular, does it matter, Dawn?
Nope, you could do caffeinated or decaffeinated green tea, and it both counts. And another thing about that 9 list that I didn't mention, I thought about, is when it comes to tomatoes, it could be fresh or it could be the can. So like no sugar added pasta sauces or like canned tomatoes that have no sodium or low sodium, those all count also toward that heart health. So it doesn't have to just be fresh either.
Dawn, what about beef jerky without sugar? Is that healthy? Is it ultra processed?
Ooh. Oh, this is a tricky one. Here's why. Technically, that is considered an ultra-processed meat because it is ultra-processed, right? It's got extra salt in there. It's not in the form that's just like a piece of steak. However, with that said, these days they've done such a better job of not adding sugar, of cutting back a bit on the sodium, of decreasing the saturated fat in them. So if you were to want a new age, no sugar, low saturated fat, low sodium jerky stick with like a piece of fruit for a snack, I think it's a great option.
Does Dawn have any suggestions to help leg cramps, food or liquid? I probably drink a gallon of water a day, says 309.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I always say you got leg cramps, you know, talk to your doctor. However, with a dietitian, you often are playing around with electrolytes. So not just hydration, but hydration with things like the right amount of sodium, magnesium, potassium, and calcium. These are all electrolytes that sometimes can help depending on, you know, what the issues are. So what I would tell somebody in that situation is if you're already drinking a lot of water, consider adding one of these electrolyte tabs to that big gallon of water so that you're not just diluting your system, but you're actually getting some of those electrolytes while you're drinking.
Boy, that person that's drinking a gallon of water a day must be getting their steps in too, huh? I mean, that strikes me as a lot.
To the bathroom.
That strikes me as a lot of water. 630 says, John, barley is great in vegetable soups. 224, John, I put turmeric in my morning coffee. And somebody asked this question for you. I've read that cooling cooked rice and potatoes overnight lowers the glycemic index. Is that true?
Yes, actually. So first of all, let's say about that turmeric coffee is such a fun idea. That's sort of like the golden milk latte actually meets coffee. I love that. But yes, there is something interesting that happens when you cook starchy foods and then you cool them. The actual matrix changes, and so it's a little bit better for your blood sugar. I'm not going to say this is like the best thing ever. Oh my gosh, now you can eat them, you know, without care. However, it is true that it is easier on your blood sugar when you cook something like a potato, cool it down, and then reheat it to eat it. So pretty cool stuff.
Give me a short answer to this. I'm in the car. Okay. On and off throughout the day, too lazy to pack a lunch. Typically, I'll stop at a gas station for a bag of chips and a Diet Coke. Is there anything at the gas station convenience store that's good for me, or at least not going to kill me, says one of our listeners?
Yes. So bottom line is, first of all, swap out soda for sparkling water. That's a big one. And then there's all sorts of things in the cooler section, like string cheese or hard-boiled eggs that come in like two packs. You can go down the nut aisle and get like a bag of almonds. I'm trying to think also, like, a lot of these gas stations you go to even have like low sugar or plain yogurts that you could have. And just, you know, in the car, you're making yourself like yogurt and nuts, a string cheese and eggs, like a nice little snack board. Sometimes even at the checkout, you'll see like there'll be bananas, you know, like randomly in a basket.
Yeah, right.
So Take a minute. Don't do your average thing and sweep around the store. And I bet you can find a few of those things I mentioned.
There's so much crap in those stores, and the banana doesn't do it. You see the Doritos, and you see the Snicker bars, and you see the banana. It's almost impossible to pick up the banana. The thing weighs a ton. I feel bad for that person because that's a trap, and I know it's hard to get out. Dawn, let's just talk about some of the, you've got an acronym for exercise. I've got about a minute and a half left with you, but just tell me what you want us to know to at least start about exercise today.
Okay. Well, first of all, you inspire me to create all these acronyms. I created it just for you and your listeners. You people have inspired me. Anyway, here's the moral of the story. We need 150 minutes a week of aerobic exercise and 2 times a week of strength training for our heart, getting back to Valentine's Day. That's, for many people, totally out of reach. People cannot figure out how to do it. But a new research study said, hey, listen, we can tell you how to be a better exercise. We studied 68 different research studies, 14 different countries, and we know that if you enjoy it, you actually decide that you're going to pay attention to the benefits, you schedule it like an important appointment, you record your progress, you have backup plans for those busy schedule days and bad weather days. You identify yourself as an active person. I think that's huge. You get accountability partners, and you try just, listen, do a dab will do you. Even if you can't do a full exercise, anything is better than nothing. And so we could talk sometime about the actual acronym, exercise. It spells out exercise. But that's the big thing. Just a little bit, even if you can't get the full dose, will help your heart health.
Exercise is spelled E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. And we'll start with this next time because this is good. E, enjoy it. Choose activities you love so the movement feels fun. X, expect benefits. Remind yourself how exercise boosts your energy and mood. I also like when you say, don't identify yourself as I'm a lazy or a not active person. Identify yourself as an active person. Think you are that. And maybe that helps you be that. We should all be like Dawn Jackson Blattner. She's the author and registered dietitian, and we love her. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.